What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3 o'clock hour theme song from Georgie. Where are you, Crowder? You're up in Orlando, did you say?
Yeah, I'm in Orlando. Ava has a basketball tournament this weekend.
EJ's headed up to Orlando right now. I hate to tell you why.
What's the Epcot?
Yep.
See? a group of his buddies.
That's exactly what they're doing. They got an Airbnb and they're I think they're doing the drinking around the world thing at Epcot, which is fine. That's okay at that.
It's fun. It's awesome. Well, he's going to have a great time. He's going to have an awesome time, huh?
And it's not you in the North Carolina mountains with you and your buddies playing charades. I know why he's going to Epcot.
why does that have to turn into me in the North Carolina mountains, which I almost died up there, by the way. Forget that.
That is true.
Yeah. Forget that. Crowder, this is what young people do. This is what families do. This is what people who like to drink around the world do. They go to Epcot with a group of friends. It's fun. DJ is going to make awesome memories this weekend. And his dad has spent years hating on that for some reason. I don't understand why.
And there's going to be groups of girls up there for the groups of boys to talk to.
Maybe. Well,
I don't. I make fun of the notion of having to drive to Orlando and getting tickets to go drinking around the world. Listen, I drank in Coconut Grove when I was his age, and I didn't have to drive anywhere except to Coconut Grove. And I went for Mexican drinks at Senior Frog's, and then I went for Italian drinks at Dan Marino's Town Tavern.
And a beer
and
at
I
the
went
Rastin.
To New Orleans. Fat Tuesday was there.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Some young people meeting young people. I like that.
Oh, Hawk's right. Why didn't DJ just bring his friends down to University Drive? Why not?
They should have.
They would have had the exact same amount of fun. You're 100% right, Hawk.
They could have gone to Moe's, gotten some quesadillas, then to Twin Peaks, 29-degree draft. And then if you're looking for something a little sweet, a little sweet tooth, craving a little something sweet, what do they got around there?
I said Epcot tickets start at $100 a piece.
It's more than that. I hate to tell
you.
You gotta pay for parking and you gotta pay for drinks.
So it's already $150 just to walk in the gate with no drinks around the world?
Mm-hmm.
That's my whole point on that place.
Yeah. It's worth it though. No, it's worth it though. I mean the memories you make there, the culture that you get by the time you get to camp. By the time you get to Canada, you're throwing up. Oh, right.
At least it won't be hot.
It's like the black dude at Benihana's that's making the food. And I'm like, this is the culture, huh?
I feel like I got ripped off.
What up, bro? No. That's not how this is supposed to go.
want this conversation. Give me the illusion.
This conversation at Benihana.
Hey, Hawk, you asked, you know, what's for dessert on University Drive. I don't know if this is the same up in Fort Lauderdale or the Broward and Palm Beach area, but in Dade, in my area specifically, Froyo making a comeback. They're opening
really?
Up, they're opening up a Menchie's near me. They closed all the Menchie's near me years ago, and out of nowhere, there's Froyo spots popping up again in Miami-Dade County. Just something to keep an eye out for.
That was the hottest thing on the planet, and then it dried up like a Quiznos toasted sandwich.
You know what's crazy? One of y'all brought up Jeremiah's.
Yeah, Jeremiah's.
Yeah, Chan, the other day, he was like, yeah, my buddy's, his brother's taking us to Jeremiah's. I was like, what is Jeremiah's? He was like, man, they mix Italian ice with ice cream. It's delicious.
I told you, the gelatis.
It's crazy that you said it. Now, Chan's going on, and he's going with his buddy.
Young people love Jeremiah's. That's Jeremiah's. That's on Glades in Boca. Jeremiah's like a hot new place.
One of his buddy's older brothers.
A lot of loves when I say it's a hot new place. He wants to Wikipedia that they've been around since 1976.
I can't argue because I've never heard of it, but Hawk says that it's a hot new place, and all I can think about is like this place has been popping for two decades, man.
Anything I discover is a hot new thing.
Aperol.
I just glanced down at Salon. When I said it's a hot new place, he's just disgusted.
but one of Chan's friends have an older brother, and he like bought balloons and flowers and all this stuff and met a girl at Jeremiah's and took Chan and his younger brother to ask the girl to be his girlfriend. I was like, man, these kids have changed.
That's different, man. That is so different.
Hey, Lindsay, you want to be my old lady? Yeah, okay, let's do it. This dude spent $300.
They hopped into the Florida market in 1996. Hot new place has been opened in 1996 in Florida.
Been sneaking up for 19 years.
Spelling it right.
Only 29 years they've been open.
Oh, 29 years. Yeah. Oh, look at my math.
Settle down, Hewers. All right, let's get headlines here for the
what's his name?
Quedit. All right, let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
The Marlins play in an hour, by the way, 4:10 p.m. First of six.
My bet is in. Anybody want to tail me on this? I haven't won a bet in about 13 tries.
I'm going to lay off.
All right. Your loss.
This is cool from the Miami Dolphins. I don't know if you guys saw this. So they're going to have their first open to the public practice tomorrow. We talked about the fans that they installed. And I know Cuno had done a story on it, but Travis Wingfield posted one deserving fan will be selected as the orange jersey fan of the day at all Dolphins training camp practices that'll be open to the public. The first one, again, is tomorrow. So basically, the same way the Dolphins reward their best practice performer in the following practice, orange jersey. Today was Cater Kohu. Darth Cater. Dolphins fans will be able to become practice fan of the day with the orange jersey.
So I love it and I hate it. Here's why. I love it because I like when teams and players acknowledge fans and fandom. I hate it because if I do want to go to a practice, there's going to be some jackass trying to get me to do the wave and trying to get chants started because they want to win the red jersey.
Yeah.
And so they're going to just be incorrigible. I'm just trying to watch a practice with my family and, you know, Bozo the Clown in the bleachers over here. It's going to become just a nonstop look at me, Louie, because I want the red jersey. So I hope they can find some sort of happy medium or award it in the first 5 minutes of practice so Bozo doesn't have to go overboard for the entire time that I'm there watching a practice.
I'm with you, and it's fun, and it makes, you know, a hot-ass summer day a lot better for the fans right. to have a goal to reach. I'm not going to lie. It's going to sound crazy, but the guy that screams out everybody's name when they get close enough to him, it was just ridiculous at training camps. Right. Crowder, Book, right. Marty Booker, make up nicknames that aren't really nicknames. T Sizzle Wizzle. No one calls him Sizzle Wizzle. What are you talking about, sir? It's, yeah, there's going to be some people overboard out there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're waving flags like it's a World Cup game, and it's just going to be enough already. So I love the idea. I also hate the idea.
I'm with that. You know, I hate the wave. There's nothing that I despise more in professional sports than the wave. Like,
and
literally, there's
just
nothing.
It's just straight bleachers. It's not even a circle. It's going to be so now. I mean, if they start the wave there at Dolphins practice, what? I mean, you're going to have to wave like every 2.5 seconds. It's going to bounce back to you, no?
Yeah, right away.
That's a quick wave.
Yeah.
All right. The Dolphins today had practice. Mike McDaniel touched on a lot of things. How about this? On Cam Smith, he's progressing in the dark. He is every day chopping wood, chasing technique, fundamentals, being one with his teammates. That, McDaniel says, for a talented young player, is boring, but that is the formula. So far, so great. Which... I think it's so far
cutesy.
So good. But.
Little cutesy. Yeah. Instead of saying so far so good, so far so great. A little cutesy. What season number is this for him?
Three or four.
I mean,
you go second round. Let's make a play in the light. Let's not make plays in the dark. Yeah.
Right. Chop your wood in the light. Yeah.
Because we're not even – like, think about
that. Off in the dark.
We haven't brought up Cam Smith. It's funny when you said Cam Smith, I was like, oh, yeah, that's one of the corners that have to do something.
I hope he's great, but, man, it's been a slow process.
Yeah.
Once they start talking about chopping wood, I'm out. Yeah. They did that all of last year, like when they were in that hole, 2-6. Just got to chop some wood, man. Tua's like, we just got to chop some wood, brother. And I'm like, all right. Like, once we start – we start talking about chopping wood day 3 of camp. Like, I'm out. I'm good.
Yeah. Work. You just work and don't worry about the outcome.
They talk, we do.
Chopping broccoli. Chopping broccoli. Chopping broccoli.
That's not that difficult, though.
It's an SNL skit.
Okay.
Dolphins guard Jonah Savainaya said that he's building chemistry with Patrick Paul, which context clues Patrick Paul starting left tackle. Jonah Savainaya probably going to be your starting left guard.
Okay.
Also said him and this is from Omar Kelly. He said him and Tua have been having a lot of jam sessions at his house.
I saw this.
Jonah's a self-taught pianist, and Tua plays the guitar and the bass. Tua's a big Omar writes, Tua's big into music.
I would love to have a musical skill and get together with friends and jam. I can't tell you how appealing that is to me, and I know it's not to you. I think it's the coolest damn thing. I remember watching The Office.
How old are we?
And they had... That's fun, though, if you know how to play music. That's fun.
At 55?
Yes. Oh, if I could call a friend right now.
Let's go jam out.
Got a couple free hours. Yeah, I'll bring my, what do they call a guitar? I'll bring my axe over. They call it an axe, right?
An axe. Yeah, good call. Yeah.
I'll bring the axe over and we'll jam a little bit. Oh. I tell you what. If I had friends like Tua and Jonah that were just, I would sit there.
You beat on your chest?
Yep.
Huh.
That's something I want to do. I don't have the skills. It's something I want to do. Make fun of me for it. I don't care. I want to jam out with my friends.
Solana's an award-winning percussionist.
I heard that this week.
I am.
Maybe you could jump in with Jonah and Tua and
pass me the sticks. Pass me the sticks.
Hawkins slap on his pecs. We could, you know, make something of it.
A hawk. I'll get you two cymbals. You can.
Why are your eyes closed?
Damn.
You gotta stick your tongue out. You gotta stick your tongue out.
Yeah. Oh man.
Bring it home, Tua.
Man, I
got kids. You want to jam with your friends? I would love to jam with my friends.
I got kids to feed.
Man.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nah, jam
that sounds
cool,
like so much jam better. Cool. Like, what did I do last night? I watched, you said you watch a bunch of cruise shows lately. I watched that Amy Bradley is Missing. Did you watch that on Netflix?
No, I haven't seen it. Is it good?
It's disturbing. It's disturbing. But I watched, it was three parts. I watched over the last couple of nights. Then I watched first episode of Tires. Wasn't that impressed with the first episode after that? I can't lie.
But stick with it. Stick with it. Just get the second season.
Well, get some more tires in you, brother. I'll vouch for tires.
Watched a couple episodes of The Office. I'm on Twitter. Wouldn't my night have been better spent jamming out with Tua and Jonah Savanea? Just
Naya.
Whatever.
I'm jamming out.
Golly. That's what I whiffed on in life. I have no musical ability. Wish I did.
You love music, though. That's surprising.
Love music.
You ain't grab you a bass drum or something after a while.
I was never a good practicer. I always was good at starting a lesson, starting to learn something. I was never good at sticking with whatever I wanted to
Solana,
learn.
Solana, teach him how to play the drums.
Nah, he doesn't have it in him.
You sure? Did you see me?
He's slapping his chest.
You seem like, you know, you could pick up the piccolo. You seem like a good piccolo player, Hawk. That'd really be your role.
I'm not like a blow into an instrument guy. I'm more of a strum. More of like a strum.
Sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm not a blow with an instrument.
Marlins play the Brewers, and the Canes open up against Notre Dame in 37 days. There's some new Heat jersey numbers, if you guys are interested.
What you
got? Chuck suggesting I can play some sort of flute, but I've never heard of this type of flute.
Oh, you practiced that before.
Simone Fontecchio. You know what number he's going to wear?
No.
77.
Zero.
Huh.
You were close.
Same number as
Damian Lillard?
Zach Wilson.
Oh. Wow.
So this one's interesting. Haywood Highsmith, H. He's been number 24.
I was about to say 24.
Well, Norman Powell is going to wear number 24 this upcoming season.
Stole H's number.
H is going to be number 8.
Hey, Hawk, it's not a steal. It's just Norman walks in and says, hey, big bro, I'm 24. Okay, no problem, Norm. It's a simple conversation, five seconds.
Norman Powell can do that?
Yeah, when it's Haywood Highsmith, it's not like Luka Doncic. It's Haywood Highsmith.
I could actually go take number 8 from him.
Yeah, it's very simple.
Nah, he's got to give him something, right? Like a watch or...
Yeah. Yeah. No, how much did Norman Powell sign for? What's he making?
He's making $24 million, I think, this year.
Yeah, he's got to give Haywood Highsmith something.
Just off friendliness, not off anything legit.
Right, not like, hey, I know I took your number. Here's $100 at TGI Fridays.
Okay, yeah. Probably something 20. Closer to that than a watch.
He's making 20.
20 mil?
20 mil, man. That's more than H is going to make in his entire deal with the Miami Heat. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, you shoot him a bottle of Sutter Holmes or something.
The Heat also, they signed forward Myron Gardner to a two-way contract. So you've got Vlad Goldin, played at FIU, then big man out of Michigan, and Myron Gardner, your two two-way deals. There's one more open, and the expectation is that it'll go to my guy, Drew Smith.
Jimmy the Donk just made a great Photoshop crowder of me and you jamming.
I'm going to jam.
That would be great. If we all played instruments, we just got together after the show and just jammed for a little while.
Just played random tones?
Yeah, just jam. See where the music takes you. You got to allow the music to take you somewhere.
Mm. Is it going to take me to Publix to pick up this chicken for dinner? Man, I got responsibilities, man. Jamming.
I'm with you, Hawk, man. Just pick up a...
Get together with friends. You stop at 7-Eleven, you get a Slurpee, and you just jam.
Man, we gonna need some Swisher Sweets. you want me to sit up in the basement with you.
Crank up a little pitcher of the Country Time lemonade. Just jam.
Yeah, we're going to need a lot more than that for me to sit up in a garage.
That sounds so much fun to me.
To sit up in a garage with y'all and just play random music.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds terrible.
I love it.
Let me know, Hawk. Learn, pick up an axe. I got the tubs.
I just don't think I have it in me. I don't know.
I got the tubs. Bring over my sticks. You pick up the axe. Well, we're halfway there.
All right.
Does Jimmy play something? You like you'd be in a band or something.
Yeah, Jimmy definitely plays an instrument.
No, I don't. But I'll learn.
Zoo?
Hawk has a flute for you, wants to show you.
I don't want to see that flute.
Did you guys have to take recorder lessons when you were young?
Yeah.
That's still a thing. Like, because that when I was a kid, everyone had to play the recorder in school or whatever. Cross buns.
I was gonna say it was five little holes in it, and you just Oh man, I don't think they do it anymore. My kids have never brought home a recorder. No.
Remember, Mr. Smith was my my recorder teacher at Devonair Elementary School. Mr. Smith, like 6'4", black dude, had no tolerance for anybody messing around. Just zero tolerance. You were going to respect music. You were going to listen to him. And for 45 minutes a day, you were going to play the hell out of that recorder, man. He wasn't going to take any. You
Joe
mess
Clark
around.
Of the music department.
Kick your ass out of a recorder class, man. I was terrified of that dude.
I like Mr. Smith already.
Man, I was like, this is it. I'm on my way to becoming a musician. It all starts with hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns.
All right, your weather right now, it is 93 degrees. Bro, it's 94. Crazy. That's your weather.
Now that you say it, I remember my recorder class where they would give you a chance to buy one.
Yeah, it was probably a profit deal.
But Pauline wasn't having that buy it, so they had the shared ones in the class. But I'm like, man, Jesus. This little snotty boy just took it out of his mouth. Now I got to play hot cross buns.
David did a AI version of us jamming together. Strangely enough, Crowder's playing a guitar, Solana's playing drums, and I have a drumstick in my mouth. So I don't know what's happening there, but someone's got to fix that AI algorithm.
Yes, sir. That's your son. He knows you best.
Terrible. All right. Joe Zagacki is going to join us in the next segment. You think Joe Zagacki has any musical talent?
No chance.
None?
Waste of time. Joe got important things to do.
You think he plays piano?
No.
All right. We'll ask him. If you remind me to ask him.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy. I've had this for years. Of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
Joe, what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Joe Zagacki is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes. You'll hear the dulcet tones of Joe Zagacki and his broadcast partner, Don Bailey Jr. in just over a month as the Miami Hurricanes host the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame primetime matchup, Sunday night, August 31st. We are getting there. Joe, ACC Media Days have concluded. And Mario Cristobal and Carson Beck and the Canes did the rounds. And it looks like Carson Beck is healthy and ready to go. So I'm curious, what should Canes fans expect from the offense this coming season, assuming it'll be similar to last season? And what should Canes fans expect from the defense this coming season?
Well, Hawk, I spent the other day on campus with both guys in charge of those respective questions, Shannon Dawson, Miami's offensive coordinator, and Corey Heatherman, their defensive coordinator. One, I don't think Shannon Dawson got enough credit last year for Miami's offense, 44 points a game. I know how great Cam Ward was, but I think Shannon Dawson's a very interesting offensive coordinator, very confident, and I think he's really a good play caller. I think sometimes play calling, I think some guys – have a knack to make the right call, and some guys just never develop into good play callers. I think he's a good play caller. That being said, your question about Carson Beck. Right now, as Beck said, he's letting it rip, so he's throwing the ball well. Talking to Shannon Dawson, really impressed with his football IQ. He's a really smart guy. I think if you heard any of his interviews at ACC Media Days, very intelligent. Knows the game of football. I think the last time I was on with you guys, I mentioned a lot of people were criticizing Beck, and I thought, you know, he had arm surgery. He didn't have brain surgery. The guy knows football. And I just watched the Notre Dame-Ohio State game, and I would say Beck is every bit as good as Will Howard. He's better than Will Howard, who won the national championship at Ohio State. He can throw the football. Got a really good football IQ, and I don't think he gets enough credit for his athleticism. He can run. And on top of that, Crowder can chip in on this. He's 6'5", 6'4", 6'5". When he runs, he's a big dude. He leans forward. He gets a first down. Defensively, Corey Heatherman is going to change their scheme a little bit. More of a – everybody runs a 4-2-5. The key being, who's that fifth guy? And for the last couple of years, that fifth guy, Miami's had this hybrid player – safety, linebacker. Now it's going to be more of a matchup player depending on who the opposition is going to be. I think they feel better about their defensive line, more depth there. Some guys got to play like five-star players. That would be Bain's got to play like a five-star. Mesidor's got to play like a five-star. Justin Scott's got to play like a five-star. And then the secondary, where they really just ran out of players last year, they added six guys in the transfer portal. They are long, and I think they are faster. But I think they're still trying to sort out who all those guys are going to be, who the starters are. Frederick's going to be one. Poyser probably a safety another. And then they kind of got to figure out the rest, but they've got enough players to pick from.
And on the defense side of the ball, Joe, Heatherman, I heard him talk, and he's so intense that you assume he's going to run this crazy wide-open blitzing defense. But to your point, I saw some corners getting beat last year. So isn't what people think with his personality that he's going to let it fly? And do they have the dogs in the back end to run a zero if they have to run a zero?
I don't know how much he's going to blitz, Channy. Everybody wants to blitz. He had great success in Minnesota in the Big Ten. He worked for great Schiano. We talked a little bit about that. Schiano is a guy that wants to get home with four. Heatherman probably blitzed a little bit more at Minnesota than, you know, because he had to. But where they were really good at Minnesota was in the red zone. They were top 10, top 15 in the red zone. Only one team scored 30 points on them last year. Six of Miami's last opponents scored 30 points last season. They only had one score 30 on Minnesota. Some of that was takeaways and some of that's red zone. But the Miami secondary in the back end, you got Frederick.
Seemed to have lost Joe there. Disappeared. You see he's toughing it out, Crowder? He had a wisdom tooth pulled yesterday.
I was saying it's a little fear. He have wisdom teeth pulled at his age?
Yeah. Must have been having pain, I'm guessing, right? Because normally they'd be out by now.
I still have wisdom teeth. I'm 41.
I don't know. Have you had them pulled yet? I think I had two pulled. I don't know. I may still have them. See if we can reconnect here.
I wish I get some more teeth to come in. They fall out. I need some extras.
That's true. I had forgotten about that. I need some more wisdom. So I actually don't want to get the teeth pulled. I just want the tooth.
Leave them in there.
Joe's
gone.
Get Joe back or no? He's gone.
There he is. He's back.
I'm back.
That what happened, Joe?
That wasn't my fault.
What happened?
You hear me?
Solana's fault. Had to be Solana's
fault. That was Solana's fault all the way. It was not my fault. I don't want afterward that Solana spent 2 hours telling me how to get on a telephone and how technically illiterate I am. That wasn't my fault. I'm not taking
Solana has said to me before, we need to find younger friends of the show because none of our friends of the show can properly work StreamYard.
Well, maybe he should have said we need to find more technically skilled people.
But that's the euphemism for younger.
You're walking slippery slope there.
What I was just telling Crowder and Solana, you're toughing it out right now. You had a wisdom tooth pulled yesterday, yeah?
I did, yeah.
How do you still have a wisdom tooth at your age? No offense.
Yeah. Funny. Well, when you're supposed to get them yanked out, I did. I got two of them knocked out. They're not taken out, whatever. And then about a month ago, I had a little flare up and I went to the dentist and first guy said, yeah, you need to take it out. Second guy said, yeah, you need to take it out. I went to the oral surgeon and I said, you better make a really compelling case to have this taken out. So he made a pretty good case, but.
Hey, Joe, you know, it's interesting. We haven't brought this up with you. Aaron Feld stepped down, the strength and conditioning coach. I'm not too interested in why he stepped down or what he was doing before, but this does leave open the next person to take the mantle of the best mustache at the University of Miami program. And I'm wondering how much you've thought about perhaps growing some facial hair and taking that from Aaron Feld.
Wow.
Okay, so we're kind of audio and video today, right?
Yeah.
So I had a mustache a long time ago. I have no desire to grow it back. But if you guys want a good laugh, let me see if I can pull this up for you. Hold on. See if you can see this.
I thought you were going to say you were going to grow a mustache real quick. I was going to be so impressed.
Oh.
Wait, yeah, show it.
Right there.
Almost there, Joe. Just go to the move to your right. No, you're right. You're left.
You're left. There it is.
Oh, you're so close. We almost saw it.
Oh, a beautiful mustache, Joe.
Alon is right. I'm technically not very good.
Nah, that was perfect, Joe. Building your case perfectly.
No, too old. Too old, huh?
You're actually like of all the, it's crazy to say is of all the people we bring on StreamYard, you've mastered it better than anybody. I'm not even kidding.
He couldn't show us a picture he wanted to show
right. But again, yeah, he's mastered it better than anybody.
I appreciate you.
Mustache when I was a senior in high school. Actually, like when I was a junior in high school, because we thought we could get into, you know, grew a mustache, we could get into certain establishments.
Mm-hmm.
Being the right age.
What happened? Mrs. Zagacki does not like a mustache, or you don't?
I think I shaved it off after we met.
And she doesn't ask you to grow facial hair? Like, oh, I love facial hair, Joe.
I can't grow a beard or anything.
No?
No. I can go for like a week, but then it really starts to bother me. But I can't. I'm not one of those, you know, people that can grow. I think I have enough hair in my head, but I can't grow a beard.
Joe, grow one of these Crowder beards just at the bottom.
Do not do what Crowder has grown, because that thing is disgusting. That is
this is beautiful, Joe.
Your jaw is like a patch decorates your jaw.
It's disgusting. Kyle Orton looks at Crowder and goes, "That's disgusting, bro."
It's Abe Lincoln, Joe. It's an Abe Lincoln.
I think it needs to be a little more full.
On his face, maybe. Just start with that. Hey, maybe put the beard on your face.
On your neck. I believe in the 16th Amendment.
What do you go with that? 5 o'clock shadow all the time?
Yes. This is beautiful.
Yeah, that's got to feel so disgusting hanging off your neck.
It's rough.
Yeah, I think Solana brings up a good point, though, Joe. We're lacking now in the mustache department. Feld was known for that.
I know.
Give it some thought or bounce it off DBJ.
Now, he's got enough trouble growing hair on his head alongside a mustache.
I think it would be funny if in the booth, you, DBJ, and Vic Bermudez all had mustaches for this coming season. Can we think about it. You got a month.
Get the Raleigh Finger fake mustaches.
Yeah, that's like Feld.
We could draw it on. That would be
fun. Right, we're going to let you go. We're going to let you go recover. Have you been in pain since your wisdom tooth was pulled?
Actually, no. I've been pretty good.
Look at you.
Yeah, he's a man. Joe's
did
a
they
man.
Put you out for that or just local anesthetic?
No, they put you out. You know, I was a little
that's
worried.
Good stuff, isn't it?
You get put out. Let me ask you this. Crowder's had like a million surgeries.
Yeah.
But you know, when you go out, you're hoping you're coming back.
Oh, Joe, we're waking up. I wake up halfway through knee surgery.
Yeah.
Just to help the doctor out.
Oh, my leg.
That stuff is good, though. That stuff is good, though, Joe, isn't it? What they give you, the propofol?
Count backward from 100.
But it was a very good nap, I must admit.
Nothing like it. That's Michael Jackson. No joke. Michael Jackson died from, he couldn't, after a while, he couldn't sleep without propofol. But you can imagine if you had it every night, it's the greatest sleep you'll ever have, and you'll never feel that way unless you have.
Yeah, but then you sleep for like 10 hours. Because when I came home, I slept. Then I couldn't sleep last night.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah. Then you got to go oxy or your Vicodin.
Don't go oxy or Vicodin. just bounce back like the rest of us, Joe. Bounce back. All right, we appreciate your time, Joe. Go convalesce.
All right, thank you, fellas. Next step. Starts next week.
Yes, sir.
Zagacki. Nothing will be a radio video highlight. To me, quite like Joe trying to show us a picture and being unable to do so. As if there was, like, it's just him, the camera, and the picture. Like, I don't know where he got caught up on that.
The like, switch, the screen.
Closed his eyes?
The switch the screen. You got to teach him how to use that little circle switch the screen button.
But he did switch the screen, but he could also look at or just do it over your own shoulder and keep yourself. I mean, there's numerous ways to show what he wanted to show.
That's Solana's fault. He told you that's Solana's fault.
I'm delighted by, like, I'm craning my neck as if I could do something.
See you around the corner.
That was delightful. More Joe on video. Didn't we say when we send him to 7-Eleven, Joe in the world? Joe in the world, man. Joe in the world. All right, we'll take a break. 4 o'clock hour coming next year. Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.